Today's daf is daf kuf yud, and we're up to the fourth line, the last word, Tan Rabban. So we're in the middle of the sugya of zugeis, which we began yesterday, and today we basically restarted from the beginning to give over the basic concepts of what we're marking on, what we're not. Tan Rabban. Shotek valim, someone who drinks zugot in doubles, damo birasho. It's his own fault that he's going to die. Rav Yehuda, if he does. Rav Yehuda imatai bizman shelo ra'a p'nei hashuk. This is only if he didn't go outside in between the cups. There's no problem if you're mafsik in the shtia by walking outside, so then you don't have to be mafsik. Omer Ravashi. Well, we're going to see which drinks, we're going to see all of the rules in a moment. But again, Now this time you're stuck, you're going to have to sit next to me. So this is similar to the idea that we had yesterday of nimlach. In other words, if there's an interruption, then we don't view it as a single act of drinking kvalim. You're going out to the shuk, even though maybe that was yodat v'chatchila, it's not mamish nimlach, but it's an interruption, that's sufficient. Om revashi chazin le reb chananya bar bibi adiakob kasa havinafik v'chazi hapishuk. Reb chananya bar bibi used to have a minute. I can't believe it. Used to have a minute. That I'm just hassling him a little bit. So his minhag was every time he had a cup of drink, then he would go out to make sure that he wouldn't make a mistake and accidentally drink kvalim. This way, whatever it is he would drink would be okay, because he had a hefsek of going into the shuk anyway. The whole hakpada that we have over here of drinking zugais is only if somebody is going to be going outside. Somebody's going to stay at home. A stay at home is basically safe. You don't have to worry about zugot. Somebody who's about to go to sleep also has to be makbid on zugot as if he were going outdoors. And he go to the bathroom is also considered to be the equivalent. There's anything that a person does that exposes him to a different situation, which he's not no longer under control in the same way. And at that point, he should be makbid on zugot. Asks the Gemara. So you're saying, ubebeto lo, there's no problem of drinking zugos as long as you're a stay-at-home. We know that Rava, whenever he would drink, he would mark the drink according to the roof beams that he had on his roof. So in other words, he would look at roof beam 1 for coast 1, look at roof beam 2 because it would have an association in his memory. What was I looking at last time I had a drink? That way he wouldn't get confused. And he was staying at home. He was not going out at all. And Abaye, he used to call her his mother. It wasn't really his mother. It was the woman who raised him. But there are a lot of stories in the Gemara where he calls her Aim. His mother actually died the moment that she gave birth. His father died. He was like Esther. His father died the moment his mother became pregnant. And she died the moment she gave birth. And he was raised by Rava. The woman who took care of him was called always Aim. He was very mechabiter. So here, when we refer to his mother, Kishatichat Kasif Abaya would drink one kos. Mankitle Ime, his mother, again, meaning this woman, would present him right away with Trey Kasif Trey Yadeh. She would hold two kosot, one in each hand, so that there wasn't a chance that he would get confused to take one and then end up drinking zuga. This was even though he was staying at home. There's no intention of leaving. So again, it shows that you have to be a makbid, even if you're not going outside. And we know that Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, ki havishati trei kasi mankele sham echad kasa. We know that Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak, he had a valet, as most of the people had. So if he would drink two kosot, so his valet would immediately bring him another kos, so that he would keep track for him. He would drink there for three. Gavishati trek asiman kele shavai chad kasa. If he drank one kos, so the valet would immediately bring him trek asi betray yade. In order to avoid any possibility of getting confused, all these three people, this was the standard on Arga, despite the fact that they were staying at home. So how can you make a statement that we don't really care if you're a stay at home? Answers the Gemara, Adam Chashuv Shaini. The whole idea of Zugot is always a function of where someone is more exposed. On other Chashuv, we have a din, let's say, by a Chosim. But a Chosim should always have a Shemer. Should always have a Shemer because there's an exposure there. Wherever there's an exposure, people are talking about him. Look, yeah, there's already an attraction to Keiches of Din. And so Manela, the Shadim, so to speak, desire to be mazik. And therefore, an Adam Choshev, again, by definition, his Chashivus exposes him. As we know, you know, it's the last thing you want to be is somebody that's going to be in the newspapers, because then they'll all get you. You know, I mean, there's another sheet that says any publicity is good. Doesn't matter what they say, just matters they mention your name. You know. But this is a special case. But what I was saying before, you don't have to worry. We're talking about if you're not an Adam Chashev, under normal circumstances, a person who isn't literally exposed by going outdoors or going to the bathroom or losing control over his life by giving himself over to sleep. Who knows what happened? Only those circumstances. Omar Ula, Asarak Kosot Eibet Mishum Zugot. If you drink 10 cups, you're already post the Zugot's question. If 8 would be a problem, 10 is no problem. This is Ula Lataimi. The Omar Ula, Ula said, or some say that actually Ula was quoting a Brisa, it wasn't even Ula's own maimer. Ula said that the din of Asarakosos Tikru Chachamim Bebeta Avel. There's a halacha that you have to drink 10 cups in a house of an Avel. Chazal viewed wine to be something that is menachim. So they were koveya 10 cups during the course of a su'uda, and therefore you can't say that 10 is dangerous. As Isaac, Ataytuch, Asarakosot, Yesh Ben Mishum Zugot, if there's a problem, even of 10 of doubles. So how would the Chachamim, Echid Kaimei Rabbanim Takinim Yosudati B'Leite Sekona? How could the Rabbanim be Koveya something which is dangerous?
But everybody have one, the 10 pillars.
No.
One having 10
pillars. Oh, percent. Yeah. This is serious Chachamim. There are Koveya to each Brach of Birkas HaMazon and needing another cup. If you're in the middle of it, you serve every point that you serve in the meal, you need another coast. Before the meal, they had three separate cases that were given for different appetizers. All seder that they had. So, I mean, the Rabbanu certainly wouldn't have been metaking something with a sakana. We said earlier that a kosher brocha isn't mitzvah. If the one of those is a kosher brocha, the Birkas HaMazon. We said earlier, kosher brocha is not mitzvah of the raw. Tosfos says that Ula must not agree with us. It was Rav who said that before. Ula apparently holds that anything, even if it's kosher brocha, would be mitzvah, and therefore the only explanation of why they would do 10 is that 10 is not a problem. Rav Chista and Rav Baruna Dar Mitarvayu. Shalom l'tova mitztarev, l'ra'a lo mitztarev. The word shalom, which is the bracha, and if you take a look at Birchas Kayanim, it's the seventh, we go 3, 5, 7. Barach Hashem Yishem Recha is 3 words. The Yoyer is 5 words, and the last is 7 words. Shalom is the 7th word. Must be that if shalom is the 7th word, that means that 7 can't be mitztarev l'ra. In which case, if you drank 6, you could always drink a 7th, and then you don't have to worry. If you drink 8, the shalom doesn't make any problem. Okay, there's all explanations of what does Birchas Kayanim have to do bichlal with the whole point. Is it just a simon, or is it a reality? I mean, obviously, if we're basing it on the idea of shalom, so it means that it really, if that's what it means, not just a simon, it means that there's a real connection. There are perushim about pikabola, what the connection is, why Birchas Kayanim is essentially a bracha that shera that takes a person out of the hands of mazikim. I mean, it's obvious, right? It strikes you right away. The whole point of the bracha is a specific dependency. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach, and so on and so forth, which is the opposite of the whole demon element. By the way, have you guys read Bartimaeus?
What?
Oh, South Africa's behind the times. There is now a 3-part, a beautiful trilogy called Bartimaeus, which is all about shading. Mm. It's beautifully, beautifully done. It gives a whole insight into the nature of shade and the relationship with human beings that is very much based on the Sugya Zimzach. So it's like all of the elements of the Gemara come out. This book.
What is it called?
Bartimaeus. It's the Bartimaeus trilogy. Now, each book has a different name. One is called The Golem's Eye. One is called The Amulet of Samarkand. Very, very geschmack. Exactly these in Yonah. And it gives you like a sense of what it would be about. But, it's good to look at. All my kids are wild over it. My grandchildren are wild over it. You cannot, wherever I go, any house, I find Bartimaeus. So, Rav Chista, Rabba Baravun, and Amr Tavayu, Shalom Letova Mitztarev. So, it would only be Mitztarev for good, but L'ra'a Lo Mitztarev. Avoshisa Yeshbe Mishum Zugais. According to Rav Chista, according to Rabba Baravuna, 6 is still a problem. With Rab and Rav Yosef Tarvayu, they both said V'yechuneka, which is the 5th word in the 2nd bracha of the Birchas Kayanim, is also Chain is also mitzvah for only L'teva and not L'ra'a, which means according to them 6 is not a problem, because 6 would be based on a tzira for 5, and 5 is V'yechuneka, so the only problem would be 4. So according to them, Aval Arba'a Yesh Ben Mishum Zuges, whereas Abaye V'Rava D'Armatavayu V'Yishmerecha, which is the third is also only mitzdarif l'toiva, but not l'ra'a, which means that four is not a problem, because four would only be a problem with a tziruv of three. So this is Rava l'shitase, v'az Rava l'taymi. The Rava afkinu l'rabbanon be'arba kaises. You know, the Gemara says it was chamra, but puma l'rabbanon was always a big issue. But always give the Talmidim good wine, because that way they figured they'd be a little bit more open, you know, to hearing my svaras. Not really, it's nichlas yayin yotzasay. It opens up your mind. So he... You already have. So he would give them sometimes four kosos, and he would let them out on the drosha. So apparently, he wasn't mocked on four kosos, even though l'maisa disaster happened from one of those situations, because Rava Bar Livoi actually got into a lot of trouble after leaving a drosha with four kosos. I forgot the itzik Rava Bar Livoi. Rava didn't hold that was a problem. Lo chash lo lemil. So he felt there was a different reason why Rava Bar Livoi got hurt, because he was asking too many questions in the drosha all the time. So he figured he deserves this disaster. The Yom HaHulim, the Pirkei, he used to always try to slug me up in the drasha. So he deserves it. But for a normal guy who sits and listens properly to the drasha, he can go out with four. He doesn't need to be so quiet like you. So this is a little bit of a problem. I mean, so if four is not an issue, so why did the Gemara make a big deal? The whole sugya began with how did the Rabbanan Misakein Arva Kesek? We gave a whole explanation, which Rav involved himself. That Keshel Baruch is not mitzvah for Rav, so well, now he holds Bechlal, it's not a problem of four. So the sugya doesn't seem to make any sense. It's very interesting. There's different approaches to this. The Rashbam says that there's two different sugyas here that are intermingled. The original opening is zugais that expose you to kshuf, to kishuv. Kishuv and shadim are not the same issue. Kishuv is where there's a director, there's a sorcerer, and he's attempting to cause problems. If somebody is there that's attempting to cause problems, then four is indeed wrong. In his area, Rava knew that there was no kishuv, so he wasn't chayish, because for zugais alone, in terms of shading, he didn't consider it to be an exposure of any significance. Others learn which is a very, very interesting approach that explains why we completely ignore this whole issue. Others learn that if you notice throughout sugya, each one of the 10, 8, 6, each one was a later door. So apparently, people became less and less sensitive to this issue, or either they became more sophisticated and care about it, or it actually once was an issue and gradually dissolved to the point where nowadays not only do we're not makbid, it's actually paskin not to be makbid. There's even places, an interesting Ben Ishchai, who brings down a minig that they had in Baghdad, and he says the minig in Baghdad was bedavka to use zuga. So if they would send chasana gifts, or they would do something in a chasana, they would always do it bezuga, because they were celebrating the victory of Klal Yisrael over the Shaitim. Which is about as megara the Shaitim as you could possibly, we'll show you. So there was a sense of this being, you know, the famous mice, you know, the Rambam, who supposedly says there's no Shaitim in the Mer Nebuchim, and that, you know, so then the Achronim said, so now that the Rambam passes, there's no Shaitim, so then there's no Shaitim, they all have to run away. I can't argue with the Rambam. And the later Akronim said, yeah, but now that he said that the Rambam sack was the reason the Shadim ran away, so now the Shadim came back. They really are Shadim. Right, see, there's definitely a sense nowadays that this is not an issue b'chlal to be mocked in. So another approach is, if you don't hold of the gradual diminishing of the keichas of Shadim or of people's sensitivity to Shadim throughout the dayers, another approach would be that it could be, I'm sorry, that with the approach of diminishing the dayers, so then the way to understand the earlier Rava is that he wasn't talking about his time. He was talking about the Mishnah. How did the Rabbanan Metakin at the time of the Mishnah for? Since at that time there was a Chashasha, he explained the Kosher Brokas. But Lamaisa, he himself, Bizman, he wasn't Makbet. Not like the Rashban's approach, that there's a difference between Kishuv or Shadi.
The interesting is that the Bracha of Mabir Chachalim only became relevant in the later Dor. According to the story, it only became relevant in the later Dor. It didn't exist.
In other words, they didn't make it dependent on that. It wasn't powerful enough to protect them. The Shadi were too powerful, they could overcome.
Yeah, that's the better answer what he gave for the four cups on Pesach.
Better answer.
Well, that it helped. There he's saying it's not even four cup, one cup, yeah. one cup.
Right.
So there wasn't even a half a minute to come into it. Four would be okay.
Why
anyway.
Are we even talking about it?
Yeah
but still, I mean, the more fundamental issue is that the question is not a question. Four, even if it would have been four, wouldn't have been. I don't know if that's the right way to look at it. Okay, anyway, Rav Yosef had some strange friends, one of whom was the famous Yosef the Shade. Yosef the Sheep. I have to tell you, I mean, this is, I don't know, not really for publication so much, but I have to tell you that there's very profound and choshev in it, which is that in truth, you see very, I mean, this is my understanding of the Zohar Zalabra. In truth, every human being includes a shade of himself. Yeah, for instance, Rabbi Lazar, when he had intercourse, says, he will cough for shade. You know, people go around with a little t-shirt to say, the devil made me do it. Because right? So the aspect of a person in which his mind is no longer in control is elements of shade within him. So that a human, because a shade has similarities, very interesting. How Gemara goes through a shade in certain ways is like a mala. In certain ways is like an animal, what a human is. So the human without a mind in control is essentially demonic. And we view human beings as having demonic qualities in them, right? I mean, that's the terror of a human that's out of control, or a zombie, that type of thing, which there's no sense of humanity about a human body is viewed as a demonic thing, a frightening thing. Half of the horror movies about it. In fact, for instance, the Zohar says that when Esther would go into Ahasuerus, it wasn't really Esther. It was a shade that looked like Esther. Many people think the Zohar, I mean, you know, to mean literally, obviously, but can I get all this because that. The real meaning of the Zohar is that Esther's involvement with Ahasuerus was a complete giving over of body without any element of her personal involvement at all. So it was Kielu that he was sleeping with a shade, not with Esther. Yosef Shida, I don't think is a coincidence that he speaks to Rabbi Yosef. In other words, I believe that Rabbi Yosef was capable of addressing the elements in himself that were indeed Yosef Shida. And he felt a specific connection to that aspect of a shade. So the male, Rabbi Yosef was Mechubra to Yosef Shida.
What
shade
is in shadow?
Yeah, you know, if you know
me. Something
that don't reflect on what is. Right. Shadim don't have shadow. That's one of the simonim. They don't have shadows of shadow, which is an extremely brilliant explanation of what shadim are, but not too much for today. Maybe I'll say it off the record. But it's amazing. The two simonim the Gemara gives for shadim define the whole issue from beginning to end. They have chicken feet and they don't have shadows of shadow. If you figure out what that means, you now know what a shade is. Okay, we'll go right. This is one of my most brilliant discoveries, I've got to tell you, to understand that Gemara. It's crazy brilliant. Okay. So anyways, so Yosef Shida told me that Ashmedai, Malka de Shedi, Mumuna Akula Zuge. You should know. And then Ashmedai, he is the melech, and he is in charge, basically, of all shedim. And he was the one that causes damage if there is. Umalka lo igri masi. A melech, you can't win it. I don't care if he's melech of shedim. It's an absolute bizoyan to call him melech of masi. But the melech has nothing to do with his time, but to worry about whether he should jump out of a bush and say, boo. That's ridiculous. So therefore, you really don't have to worry bichlal about zuge. So the Rashbam says, so then what are we doing? I mean, what's the whole thing then? The Rashbam throughout the whole sugya says that the whole sugya is based around the remote possibility that there's, you know, maybe there's something to this, or maybe there's something to worry about. So Mamela, we go through all of this in order to how to provide protection. But others learn that this entire sugya is based on the fact that people at the time were very chashish brazugai. So Gemara deals with, so what do you do with a population who takes this kind of thing seriously? Many things are like that. Again, we get a deeper term. Because once people are sensitive to a thing and it becomes the context of their culture, it has a very profound effect on how they face reality. We see this in illnesses. It's an amazing thing. Different generations suffer from different illnesses. They believe this is an illness. It affects them tremendously. Immunology, we know, is very, very sensitive to the impact of how it is that you view reality and what effect that has on your immune system. The placebo effect. I mean, it's so real that all tests of the efficaciousness of a medication test, take into consideration the placebo effect. Well, what does that mean, a placebo effect? Is it possible a person should actually get better? I mean, the placebo effect is not just how do you feel. The placebo effect is actual measurement. It's still a placebo effect. So that means there's a tremendous sensitivity. By the way, it's very interesting. There's a whole Gemara about a particular illness in which all of your hair becomes connected together and it becomes solid, absolutely mad, right? Have you ever heard such a thing?
With any.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's really true. It is. It's still there. But so I always used to think this is one of those things. You know, like okay, you know, the things that like they must have heard about such a thing, but nobody really saw it, and so on. My grandmother was once talking to me, and she mentions that you know that this and this friend had, and she uses this word in Yiddish. I said, well, what's that? He said, you know, we're all going to get stuck together in this thing. I said, what? Somebody actually sent it to me from an article on the internet. I forgot what it's called, but there really is such a thing. But there's certain things that are much more likely to be found under certain circumstances. And that does seem absolutely crazy. So others learn that this is basically a sugya that deals with the fact that people believe in it. And you'll notice many things in the sugya diminish the value of the belief. So first we start taking it very seriously. Then we say, you don't got to worry about 10. You don't really have to worry about 8. You don't have to worry about 6. 4 is also not a problem. Right? And we'll see as we go through, it becomes less and less of a problem. Which is very strange. Unless that's basically what the sugya is trying to do. So at the end of the sugya it says, you know, if you believe in this kind of stuff, they'll really bother you. If you don't care about it, they won't bother you. You know, so and we pass in that way all of these kind of things, not only the gabi sugyas, that these kind of beliefs, the belief creates the reality. If you're not involved in it, it doesn't have any impact.
Similar to what we discussed also about this question with the INR.
Yeah, exactly. They apply, the Ron applies it to elements of like INR or Kishuv even and so on. Even though here it's only said the gabi sugyas. Igri amilakis, others say no, that's worse. Because if Ashmedai now is the source of the problems of Zugais, on the contrary, Malka Ratchanahu, kings have a tendency to become moody. They get angry, and he'll do whatever he wants. May the boy of it. Shamelech poreks geder lasot lodera. Mochin biyado. Part of the dinim of Malkus is that he has the right of eminent domain. What if he takes eminent domain over you? So you better watch out. Omer of Papa, Omer of Yosef Shida. Yosef Shida told me something too. Betray Katlina. If somebody had two, for that we murder. Biarba lo Katlina, but we won't kill for two, for four. But Biarba Mazikina will still cause damage. Betray Bein Bishayeg Bein Bemezid. Somebody drank two. Doesn't matter whether he did it on purpose just to get us. That really gets under our skin. Or if he did it by accident. Either way. Four, we're only mocked, but if he did it on purpose. But B'shegeg, we're not mocked so much. Now, Ishtelei v'ikriv enough. Suppose a person drank, forgot, walked out of the house already. So now he can't drink another one to help him because it's not going to be mitzvah. He's already out of the house. What does he do? It's very simple. Linkot zak v'diyadadimine v'yadadismali. V'zak v'dismali v'yadadimine. What you do is you grab your right thumb in your left hand and your left thumb in your right hand. Now you've got a cozy threesome. And you say, V'nei Aton va'ana. Hey, you two buddies. And me, that makes three. So now we're okay because we've got three, right? Now the problem is that sometimes when you do that, you hear a voice behind you that says, true, but you three and me equals four. So if you hear that little voice... So then what you better do is say, yes, but here is my thumb again. So all of us make an even cozier group, and now that makes five. Now, of course, if the little voice goes, yes, but now there's me, and that makes six. So the Yoma Aton V'ana Hashita. So then you say, aha, but now we're even cozier because now we're seven. Aton V'ana Hashiva. Now, once a guy had this problem, they just kept going. By the time he got to 100, the shape got so disgusted he exploded. So Adme, he got up to 101. At that point, Pakashida, the shade just exploded. Amar said, well, I once bumped into the matron of all of these Nushim Kashvanios. She was the one in charge of all the women who do Kishu. And she gave me a couple of hints about how to really dismiss all of the Kishu. So she said, I mind the Pagahu Benushim Kashvanios, somebody who meets up with these women, they seem to be interested in doing him. Nema Hach, you should say as follows. Unfortunately, this is not very polite, what you're supposed to say, so just we'll run through it quickly, but this is what it says. Okay. Chari chamimi b'dikula bazila pomaicha. A little bit of hot shit to your mouths in barrels, in baskets that are ripped. You're trying to get them really upset, you see. So the Gemara uses language that's not very polite. Nashi dechashayu, you rotten women who go around doing kishuv. Karach karachachi, may your little hairs that you pull on all the time, they all come out, and you'll be bald-headed women. And porach dechachi, may all those little crumbs that you use to do your kishuv with, you know, take crumbs out from under the person, what he's eating or what he stepped on. Ivdur tavlunayachi, may your various spices blow away. And may a big wind come to blow away that safflower that you've got, that you're trying to use kishavan. When you guys cared about me, and I cared about myself, I never got into this kind of problem. So Lora Titilago, I never met up with people like you. Ashtada Titilago, now that I have come in between you, I could see that Karchanani v'chananachi. I could see that you've cooled off and you're concerned for me. And I apparently have stopped caring for myself. So that's what you say that way. They don't like you anymore. Forget it. As a loser. The Ma'arava lo kapti azurkin. In Eretz Yisrael, they weren't makvid b'chlal. See, here we start getting into the... They b'chlal weren't makvid on zugeis. Rav Dimi min Ardon, on the other hand, in Ardon, Bovel, so then they were makvid. So Rav Dimi used to be makvid afilu arishuma de chavita. He used to make little notches in the chavis where they were selling wine to notch how many lug, how many revios they had sold. So he would be makvid not to leave an even number, even of Rishumim in the barrel, where others learn, which, even though it's not in a particular container, but two would also be considered to be two. In other words, two notches is also a zug, even though it's not being drunk necessarily in two kosums. And indeed, there was once a maisa, have a uvdo, poka chavita. The barrel once exploded because he left in an even number of notches. Klolo de milsa. The rule on this, all of this stuff is, kol de kopit kapti bahate. People who are makbid on this, then the shadim are makbid on them, or the kishav is makbid on them. But granda low kapit, someone who isn't makbid, then low kapti bahate. Now, some, this is the Rajbam's years. It's still proper to be careful. Because of that, he learns the whole sugya is an issue of, look, it may be far-fetched, but, you know, even so, it's kedai to be a little bit mark. But others don't have this lemechash mivoy. And indeed, based on that, where society is at a point where this is meaningless, so indeed, it's totally meaningless. And in fact, we talk about lo kapte. So we're not makbid at all. Kiyosa Ravdimi. Ravdimi came, he explained how this whole thing started. He says, look, there was indeed a Kabbalah that shtei beitzim, shtei egozim, shtei kishuim, but davar acher halakal meshbisim. We were mekabel that there really is a problem of zugas in eating two eggs or two nuts or two squashes. And one other thing, we don't remember what the one other thing was. It literally means halakal meshbisim. Things that are ancient kabbalas, we often say halakal meshbisim. This is the Rosh Chodesh and Chagiga, and that oftentimes the Gemara will say halakal meshbisim. Things that can't possibly be halakal meshbisim. For instance, what the din is at Shvius in Aram Seva. Aram Seva didn't exist. It was only a function of what happened later in history with Dovan Amelech's partial kibush of Eretz Yisrael, extension of Eretz Yisrael. They gave it certain dinim. The Rabbanan gave it certain dinim. Havchiyuvim amaiser, certain dinim of not. So yeah, how can you say it's halakha l'mesh misina? It's crazy. It means it's Dovah Bor and so on. It's halakha l'mesh misina. Okay, so it means that we had a Kabbalah that really is something, but we don't know what that something is. Lost track of what that something is. Because of that something, so the Rabbanan said, you know what? Just don't have zugas b'chla. So mistafka, the Rabbanan, my new dover after. What is that something? Because the Rabbanan b'chla zugi b'shum dover after. Now, what about what we said before? When we said 10 is not a problem, or 8 is not a problem, or 6 is not a problem, or 4 is not a problem. Lo amr le l'in mazikin. All of that is said only in terms of shading. Avel in kshafim, if you're under attack by kishuv, then you have to worry. Then afilo tuva nami chashina. Then you'd have to be chashish even for more than 10, which is like the first thing we said, you don't have to mark it on the stack. Oh, she came more than that. But I'll tell you, it was a Maisa Shoyak. There was a guy who divorced his wife, and she went ahead and she got married to a bartender. The guy owned a bar. So she figured she's gonna take her revenge on her first husband. Her first husband used to come into that bar all the time. Right? So she figured she'll get him really into his drinks until he loses track. And then she'll have him weakened by Zugais, and she'll be able to undo him with Kish. Asia. So she used to ply him with drink whenever he would come into the bar. So Kol Yom Avaz of Shasi Chamri would go in there and have drinks every day, have wine. And Havik Avdelek Shafi, she used to do Kishur for Lokal Anulavet. It never helped because he was always careful. From having his door, but Afshe Bezuga. He was always careful about not drinking Zugas. Yom Achad Ishte Tuva, one day he like really had a lot. Velo Havayada Kamashati, and he lost track of how much he drank. Now, the first 16 cups, he was okay. So, Ad Shitzar, until 16, Havit Sayal, he was still clear. He's dire. He was careful. He's dire Menashe. After 16, he started getting a little bit woozy. You see. So he lost track. So Mikan Ve'el Lo Havitzayel. Ve'lo is dire Menashe, and he wasn't careful. And she fooled him and closed the bar just as he was at a zug. So he left Bezuga. So Afikte Bezuga. She got him out of the store in a zug. So there he is, stumbling down the street, trying to get home. And Gaspe Arutaya, a certain Arab, comes, looks at him, and says, "Oh my God, this guy is the walking dead. Amalek Gavra Katilu Dazalach. This guy's a zombie. Get out of the way." He saw something about him that looked very strange. So the guy panicked. He starts running. Also, Chofka Ladikla. He grabs a tree to hold onto the tree. He shouldn't collapse. The Dikla screams, "Ah!" And completely fades away, you know, and collapses. And the guy, Paka, he explodes. And that was the end of him. He's never divorced a wife. He's got a bar. Omer Bavira. Ka'arot ve'kikarot ein ba'mishum zugot. So if I can't get you smiling in this area, nothing's going to help. What are we going to do?
Right?
Maybe that's it. Maybe be sitting across. So, things that come from a kara or kikrot. It's two servings from a serving dish. Or loaves of bread, or cupcakes. That you don't have to worry about zugot. As a matter of fact, the general rule is that anything which is processed, you don't have to worry about zugot. So kol shegomro bidei adam, ein b'hem mishum zugot. It's only raw things you have to worry about, because that was part of the things, that was the list. The three things that we know, eggs, squash, or nuts, are all natural. So we can assume that the four things was a member of that set of all these natural things. Anything that would be processed that somebody had put out apparently is not a problem of zugot. The only problem that we would have is if it was gomro bidei shamayim. Okay, now there's another common denominator. All the three issues that we know about were foodstuff. So therefore, gomro bidei shamayim, it's only b'mili mili d'meicha chashin. And if it's a foodstuff, so it would be a member of the set that included the first three. Chanut ein b'hem mishum zugot. There's different ways of learning this. One is to say if you had a cup of wine in one store, then you had a cup of wine in the other store, which is not a very good pshat, as Rashbam himself is made. And because we said anyway that any nimlak or walking out in the shuk is not a problem, so it's nothing to do with chanut. So therefore, he says probably the right pshat is like this: if a person's in a bar and he doesn't have a standard order, so each new cup he has to decide to order it. So if he decides to order it, it can't be considered to be a zuk, because it's always nimlak. Which means that the case before of the chanut, that's because she was going ahead and either because it's different because it was kishuf, or because the guy had a particular order. She may be talking about Ember Shum Zugas in terms of Zugas Lagabi Shape. Nimlach, as we said earlier, anybody who changes his mind, Ember Shum Zugas. Ereya, somebody who's a guest at someone's house, he can't really be sure that he's going to get the next cup that he'd like. So that's considered to be the equivalent of Nimlach. Isha, Ember Shum Zugas, because she's also, but they're called Nimlach. So it's a woman, child, you know what you'll send her. She doesn't ask for things. She takes what's given. Isha Chashuvah, she's an independent woman. We saw earlier that in that case she has the same hanhogas of a man, lagabi leaning for the kosos and so on. So there chayshinan for this too. Omer of chinan abreider of Yeshua asparagus mitzaref for tova vein mitzaref for ra'ah. Look, if you like asparagus, it can only be good for you. No, that's not what I mean. Asparagus, very interesting, and it's because it comes from the same family. Asparagus was a drink that they used to make. You know what asparagus is?
That lifted on a cabbage.
Yeah, like a cabbage drink mixed with wine and other ingredients. It was a health drink. It used to start the morning off, and they called it asparagus. So they used to start the morning off with this asparagus. Since the whole point of the asparagus is that it's there to heal, it can't hurt you. The whole kavana of it, it's sort of like a brok, a kosher brok. It's being made in order to heal, so it's only mitzaref l'tayva. It's not mitzaref l'ra. So if you have three cups of wine, let's say, and a cup of asparagus, so it'll be mitzaref l'tayva. It won't be mitzaref l'ra. If you had two cups of wine and a cup of asparagus, it will be mitzaref l'tayva. So it's always good for you. This is just a good way of getting people to have their asparagus. Thank you. Amar Ravina Mishmei de Rava, Zuge Lechumra. If you're Mesupik, like, did I have, was that 3 or was it 4? How many did I have? So what should you do? If you don't know, if you had Zugeis, you should be Machmir, and you should drink. Drink another cup. Because Mamana Shachar will work out. Because if you had Zugeis before, so now your Das was to make this non-Zugeis, do you mean for it all to be Mitzarah? If you didn't have Zugeis before, since you don't mean to be Mitzarah, it's like a Nimla, because you didn't really want to have it. And therefore, you can't go wrong. So the best thing to do would be to be Machmir. But others say, Va'amrile, others say on the contrary, Zuge Lekula. Because look, the moment that you're drinking in order to undo the Zugeis, you're showing that you're worried. Aha. Hey, look, he's worried. Let's get him. Let's get him. So it's better not to do anything, you know?
It must be the source for when you're drunk and you turn around, somebody says, you know, I don't know what to do. Have another one.
There will only be going to the Mandi Omer of the Chumra. Yes, you should say, listen, I'm a Machmer. Omer of Yosef, as far as Tziruf is concerned, let's say you would have Trey the Chamer of Chad the Shechor, Lomitzar. If you have 2 cups of wine, and you have 1 cup of beer, can't add beer to wine. It's not chashiv, you know, to be added to wine. On the other hand, if you had 2 cups of beer and then 1 cup of wine, so the wine can certainly be added to beer because it's more chashiv than the beer. So it can be included with the beer. V'simanecha, the way to remember this is v'gabi the dinim of Tumas Begadim, we have a klal. Is that a klal? Kol ha-mechubar lo min ha-chamur mimenu tameh. So you add something where you don't have the shear to be metame. Right? So different types of begadim require different amounts, whether shalash etbais, for aniyim, for tvachim, for rashi. And then there's different. There's the or, which has a different shear. So normally you're not mitzvah of 2 different materials. But if you have something that's connected to something else, and what's connected is a more chomer thing that has a smaller shear to become a kavel tuma, so then it's mitzurah. But min hakalmi men, if it's a lower class material and you require more of it to become tame, it won't be mitzvah. So the same thing is true over here. The beer, which is not as chasher, will not be mitzvah to the ikr, which is yayin. But the yayin, which is more chasher, will be mitzvah to an ikr, better shecha. On Rav Nachman Amar Rav, by the same token, trei kamataka, v'charataka mitzvah. You have 2 cups of wine before the meal begins, and you have 1 during the course of the meal. So that's mitzvah, because the 1 in the course of the meal has a greater kviyas, greater chashiva, so it's mitzvah for what's before. But if you had 1 cup mikamitaka, and then trei ataka, 2 cups in a meal, you can't be mitzvah, the one that's before, this is not as chashiv. Why would it be nimlach? If it's your meal, you know what you intend to drink. No, it's not after. The next case, when we talk about what comes after, will be after. Yeah, but before and after is viewed as sort of like appetizers. It's all like one thing. V'horaya, that's the difference. You don't make a bracha. You're mitzi v'yayin in the Shabbatayich v'sodah, but you won't be mitzi v'yayin after the Rav Samosim. Maaskev lo remesharshi. Who basically cares about the taka? I don't understand. But to another, to kuni taka kobe'ina. Why does the table now... If there was an Indian of Zugois at a table, I could understand. You're saying there's something not at the table. We're not interested in the table. We're interested in the person. So the drink is the same. The person is the same. The context of the drink doesn't matter, as long as it's all part of the same meal. So therefore, Gavra Kamitkan Vakoi, the guy is perfectly okay if he's at 3. Now, everybody's made it. Even Rav Misharish, everybody's made it. That Shrei Ataka V'chad Lebos Ataka Lo Mitzvah. That if you add 2 in the course of the meal and 1 after the meal, you can't be mitzvah something after the meal. And kiahu meiser the rabbi bar nachmeni am revi namashum. Rabbi bar nachmeni say, like the meiser we have in Bava Metzia, where they had to bring in again, they had to bring the table back in order to make sure that Rabbi bar nachmeni wasn't going to be yotzei with zugeis. So they didn't say, okay, have another cup. No, it's too late because they removed the table. So in order to give it the same, that it would be still in the middle of eating, they brought it back in. So apparently, after eating, everybody's made it. That it's certainly, that's considered to be a whole different kviyus. It wouldn't be together. Let's just finish up. Amar Rav Yehuda ben Shmuel, kol ha-mozug mitzvarev, any drink which is a mixed drink. So now, if you're having a single malt, you see, then it won't be mitzvarev. It's only if it's mixed that it's mitzvah. So let's say you would have wine, just mixed with water, it's always mazuk, and you would also have another drink that requires mezika, mixed together 2 different juices or something. That's considered to be 1 type of thing, but 2 completely different things are not mitzvah. Kutzman Amai, to have water from, let's say, you mixed hot water and cold water. It's all water. So that's considered to be one thing. If it's not the same mean, what do you have in common? You're going to have, let's say, have a cup of wine and a cup of water. It's not zuka. It's two completely different issues. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, no, but even water, you could look at as you had two cups of mixed wine and water and hot and cold water. Says Rav Pup, of course, he doesn't mean just two types of water. Lo amrin ela chamim ilako kariri or kariri ilako chamim. I mean, he only meant if it's obviously different, one is hot, one is cold. Ava chamim ilako chamim. Mixing two types of hot water, I don't know, some from this spring, some from that spring, or kariri ilako kariri. Lo, that for sure, is, even according to Rav Yochanan, is not considered to have anything in common with a mozu. Okay, that was fun. Tan Rabbanan Shotek Valim Dam Over Rosho. Om Rav Yehuda Emes Say Bisman Shalora Apnei Hashuk. Havora Apnei Hashuk Arshuk Biyado. Om Rav Asher Chazina Leil Rav Chananya Barbi Bidio. Kol Kasa Avi Nafik V'Chazi Apishuk. In order not to get into trouble. The whole din of Kvalim Lo Amran Ela Letzet Lo Derek. Havu Bebeito Lo. Om Rav Yizera. And going to sleep is just as bad as going to on a road. Om Rav Papa. And going to the bathroom is also just as bad. Letzet Lo Derek. Es the Gemara Bebeito Lo. Vorava would count the roof beams in his house, and Abaya kishatichat kasa man kitlayim betray kasa betray yadea, and Renachu by Yitzchak kavishasi betray kasa man kitlayshami chat kasa. If he would drink chat kasa man kitlayshami betray kasa betray yadea. True, but all of the above cases are adam chashiv shiny. Omar Ula asara kosot for sure is not a problem. Even mishum zugot. Why? This is Ula l'shitase. The Omar Ula or something that nitatana asara kosot tiklu chachamim bebeit ha'av. That since there was a takon up to then. That's already a problem. Reb Chisden, Rabbi Baravuna said, no, 8 is based on a tziruf with 7. And shalom, which is the 7th word of Birkas Kohanim, is only mitzaref l'teva. L'ra lo mitzaref. But 6, that's a problem. Whereas Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi Tarmat Avayu, no, yichunecha, which is the 5th word, is also only mitzaref l'teva, not l'ra. So there's no problem with 6. 4 is a problem. And Abayev Arava Darmat Tavayu V'Yishmerecha, which is the 3rd word, is also only Mitzarev L'Tayev V'Alarav L'Mitzarev, which means that 4 is not a problem. And this was the Rav L'Taymi. The Rav used to be Afkin and the Rabbanim from his house after giving them 4 cups of wine, even though there was a disaster. Nitzik Rav Bar Levoy, he didn't worry about that. The Omer, that's because those were the pure God. Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yosef Shidan. You should know that Ashmedai is the Malk of the Shidan, and he's Mamuna Kula Zuge, and for sure a Melech isn't called a Mazik. Was Ikedam and Lahagis, Anirabah, Malka Zratchanahu, Maida Boyovich, Amelach Poretskeda, Lasotlo Derech, Emochin Biado. Omer of Papa, Amel Yosef Shida, betray Katlina, Biarba and Lo Katlina, and but Barba was still Mazikina, betray Ben Beshogi, Ben Bemezi, but Biarba, Bemezi, in Beshogi Lo. Now, what do you do if you forget and you went out? Maitakante, Linkot Zakva, the other Yamina, Biada the Smolly, the Zakva, the Smolly, Biada the Yamina, the name of Hochi, Aton Viana are a cozy group of 3. The Yishmielei Domar Aton V'Ano Arba. Namely Aton V'Ano Chamesh. The Yishmielei Domar Aton V'Ano Ashita. Namely Aton V'Ano Ashiva. Habe Yuvda Ad Ne'avachad Ufok Ashita. Omer Amemar Omer Le'Rishtine De Nashib Kashvaniot. Hayman De Pagavu Ve Nashib Kashvaniot Ne'mahachi. Chare Chamimit Benikula Bazil Bumaycha Nashib Chashaki. Karach Karchaychi. Karach Perchaychi. Ivdo Tavunaychi. Harach Zikil Amorik Acharat Adonakitu Yu Nashim Kashvaniot. Arachanani v'chananchi lo atiti lego. Hashtad atiti lego, karachanani v'chananachi. Mimarova lo kopit azugi at all. Ravini minardo kopit afilo rishum da chavita. And indeed, ava yuvda upoka chavita. Which all goes to show, the klola de milta, kol de kopit kapti ba'de. But a lo kopit, lo kopit ba'de. You think anybody else's barrel ever popped? Mumiu lamechash viboy. Again, not everybody has that years of mumiu lamechash viboy. Kiyatar of dimiyama, shtei beitzim, shtei egozim, shtei kishuim. And one other thing is like Allah al-Mashmi Sinai. Mistafkal Rabbana, my mumiu, that other thing. Because Rabbana bekulay zuke mishum, that other thing, whatever it is. Vahadi amar nasara tamana shit arba, ain't then mishum zuke. That's only lini mazik, avalini kishafim, afilo tuvanamichashirim, which was the Rashbam's approach to why before. We were concerned with Arba. Kiyodehu Gavra, the Garshel of Davisu, Azla Imtzava Lechenva. So Koyuma Haviyazav Shatichama Havikavta like Shafi. V'lo Kamanya Leben Mishum Davi Mizdar Ben Afshe Bezuga. Ah, but Yuma Chada Ishte Tuva V'lo Yada Kamishati. So at Sheitzar Havitzolil Mizdar Ben Afshe. Mikan Veilech Lo Havitzayil V'lo Mizdar Ben Afshe. So even though he's over 16 and therefore definitely there's no chashash of zuga, as I said, even 10 there's no chashash of zuga, but still she was doing kishuv and she was afikta bezuga kaviyozio gaspe utai omalei help the walking dead sozo chavke ledikula tzavar dikla upokahu. So you see from here that even though it's way beyond the number you would be chashash of zuga, you have to be chayish for kshashim. Amar Vavira, ki arot ve kikarot en memishum zugais. Klolo de milsa, kol shegomro bidei adam, doesn't fit into the set of the three things we had before. En memishum zugot. Gomro bidei shamayim, also it only fits if it's something that's edible. So that's what we mean in the mechal chashina. Chanut en memishum zugot. Nimlach, even in your own home, en memishum zugot. Oreach, even if you wanted to drink, is not considered to be anything but a nimlach, because it's not up to him. So en memishum zugot. Isha, en memishum zugot. Whereas others say, no, on the contrary, better not to show any interest. Because beer is not choshev enough to be mitzarif. But trade the shichra v'chad echam is mitzarif. V'simonecha ze haklal, kol ha-mechubar lo min ha-chomur mimenu tamei, min ha-kal mimenu tahor. Omrev nachon marav, trey kam itaka v'chad ataka mitzarif. Chad mikam ataka v'trey ataka lo mitzarif. Maske Flor Meshash, who cares about the taka? Oto Anana Takuni Taka Kobina, but Takuni Gavra Bina, the Gavra Kamitkan Vikoi. But I can tell you the Kulayam, the Yivra Mesharsha, that Treya Taka, the Kadla Bosa Taka, Lomit Starfi. Kia, you might see the Rabba Barnachmeni, but Mitzian. Omer of Yuramishmo, call Hamazug Mitzarev, Chutzmin Amayim, Rabbi Yochan, Omer of Filomayim, Omer of Papa, but of course Rabbi Yochan only meant Lo Amel Hamimi Lago Karire, or Karile Lago Hamimi, Abba Hamimi. Or kariri lego kariri, that's not even called mazuk, and therefore it has nothing in common with the yayin mazuk.